me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Happy summer, everyone. Today's story is adapted from one I heard by Rabbi Nisanel Yoel Safran, an author at Aish.com. Meet Racheli. Racheli really liked to do her homework at the kitchen table. On the evening that this story happened, she was working on some really tough math problems. And because they were so challenging, she was somewhat distracted. There was another reason why she was distracted, and that was because there was the most delicious looking double fudge layer chocolate cake sitting on the counter. It was her mom's most famous cake. And Debbie and Uncle Robert were going to be coming over that night for dinner, and Mom made the cake in honor of their visit. Racheli's mom needed to run out to pick up some last-minute things for dinner, some paper goods and some fresh vegetables, melon and rolls. And she said, "Racheli, remember, don't touch the cake. We're saving it for dessert tonight. We're going to eat it with Aunt Debbie and Uncle Rob." The cake smelled so good. It was making it harder and harder for Racheli to concentrate. The smell of the cake just filled the room. It almost sounded as if it was calling her, "Racheli, come taste me, just a little bit." Well, Racheli had the math numbers swimming in her head. And she also had this delicious smelling cake distracting her. "Why don't I get up and get a cold drink of water? That might help me focus better and get my mind off of that yummy, yummy cake." As Racheli went up to get herself the drink, she walked past the counter next to that delicious, scrumptious cake. As Racheli took the water out of the fridge, she saw the cake again from the corner of her eye. And suddenly, a thought popped into her head. "You know, when my mom said to me, 'Make sure not to take cake,' when she left the house just now to do some errands, I'm sure she didn't mean, like, that I shouldn't take a tiny sliver of the cake. It would really just be such a tiny sliver." As soon as that thought entered her head, Racheli found herself carefully slicing a teeny, 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 teeny piece off of the corner of the cake. You could hardly even notice it. Oh boy, Racheli made a bracha and ate it, and it was so delicious, just as she remembered, because this was her favorite cake. Racheli felt a little bit guilty and said, "I must get back to work. I must get back to my math homework. I have to focus." Racheli sat back down at the table, looked at the next problem, and really thought very, 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 very hard. "How do I do this one? 4 times 12 divided by 3. She was fidgeting with the pencil in her hand as she was trying to figure out the first step she should take to solve the problem. And she started thinking about that cake again. That really is a pretty big cake. And when my mom baked the cake, maybe she forgot that Aunt Debbie really tries not to eat a lot of cake. And not only that, did I once hear that Uncle Rob might be allergic to chocolate, or is he allergic to nuts? Oh my goodness, could you imagine if he's allergic to chocolate and he would eat a large amount of this cake now? What might happen? Oh, that would be so terrible. I could just see it now. We might even have to call an ambulance to take him to the hospital." Well, in any event, the size of this cake is way, way, way more than we're going to need for dinner tonight with just 2 people joining us. Even if I do take 1 more piece, She was rationalizing it in her head. And before she knew it, Racheli was walking right back to that counter near the cake. This time, she cut herself a piece that was generous or large. Oh, it was so good. Okay, that's it. I'm done. It is time for me to do my homework, she promised herself. No more cake. She sat back down at the table, ready to start writing the answer, when she realized, oh, you know, when I cut that last piece, I didn't cut it so evenly, so the cake looks a little uneven, and I don't think my mother would ever, ever want to serve a cake that looked lopsided. Better that it should be a little bit smaller, but look neat, symmetrical, and even than larger and crooked, right? Racheli dashed back to the table to even out the cake, and of course, as she evens it out, she didn't want to waste the cake, so she ate it along the way. And so, as the time passed by, she did a few more of the math problems, and just as her math problems were getting done, so was the chocolate cake. I wonder how it would be if I just took a little bit more cake to celebrate that I finished my homework. I think that would be okay. Just as Racheli walked toward the counter to treat herself to a cake as a celebration, she heard her parents' car pull into the garage. She looked at the cake and realized, she was shaken back into reality. This cake is not looking so good, and my mom and dad will not be very happy. And sure enough, Racheli's mom and dad walked into the kitchen. When they saw the cake, they looked shocked. It looked more like a little, maybe, cupcake now that was messy and cut up. And they looked at Racheli with a disappointed look. And suddenly, all of those great excuses and reasons that Racheli had thought of and that made so much sense to her melted away. Racheli realized that really all she wanted to do was eat the cake, and she had rationalized her way through it. She rationalized her way into doing it. She thought of all these reasons why it was really okay when really it wasn't. Racheli sat down with her parents and they had to come up with a solution. What were they going to do? Aunt Debbie and Uncle Rob were going to be arriving soon. The solution that they all came up with was that Racheli was going to have to use her own allowance money and that her dad would drive her to the bakery and she would have to buy a cake for dessert. Racheli learned a good lesson and decided right then and there that next time she was in a situation where she was feeling so tempted to explain things away or think it was one thing and not another, she was going to really try to be true to herself and what was really going on. This week, when we read Parashat Korach, we learn about a man who was trying to look at things and rationalize as well. What was bothering Korach in this week's parsha? Korach was jealous of the positions that Moshe had given to other people. You see, Korach's grandfather was one of Levi's three sons. His name was Kahat. He had four sons, and Amram, the oldest, gave birth to Moshe and Aaron. Yitzhar was second, and he was the father of Korach, and then there was Chevron and Uziel as well. Korach was jealous that the position of Kohen Gadol was given to Aaron and not to him, but he couldn't really argue that since Aaron's father was Amram, who was the oldest. He was the Bechor. His father, Korach's father, was Yitzhar, the second son. He was still jealous, though. And then, when Hashem told Moshe to appoint Elitzafan ben Uziel, who was the youngest son of Kahat, to be the leader, the Nasi of the Kahat family, Korach said, what? That isn't fair. I want to be the Nasi. I come from the second son, not the youngest son. This jealousy that he felt was framed differently when he spoke to the Jewish people. He was saying to the nation, "It's not fair. Don't all of you want to be leaders? Why are all the leadership positions going to these people? That's not fair." Korach led a rebellion, saying, "I care so much about all of you," when really all he cared about was himself because of his own jealousy. Korach allowed his feelings to rationalize and to lead him in a terrible, terrible rebellion and fighting against Moshe. We have to all be so honest with ourselves to know not only what we are doing, but why we are doing it, and to be truthful about it. And we learned from Racheli in the story about the cake, and from Korach, the importance of being honest and true to ourselves when we're making decisions and choices. I hope that we can take this lesson into our life and that our efforts to do so will serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom!